Hello, Lions fans, and welcome to another edition of the Lions Den podcast. Adam Williams here, and joining me today is head women's lacrosse coach Christina Giannis. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Good to see you.
Good seeing you as well. It was a while since we did see each other. Let's go back to March, because ironically, your contest was the last game that I got to stat or be around until, you know, this coming November. So let's talk about how the pandemic has affected you. I mean, we've asked every coach thus far, but let's, you know, get your perspective and see how things change for you as a coach and then trying to relay to your athletes as well.
Well, it was difficult going into the pandemic shutdown, especially since we did have the highest preseason ranking that we ever had as a program. So myself, our assistant coach at the time, our student athletes, we were really, really excited to make an even bigger name for ourselves going into the conference season, as we call it. And that's where we were. We had just come off a spring break trip, and we were ready to start more conference play. We came off a big conference win going into that trip, and we were looking to build off that. So it was disappointing for everyone that we weren't able to do that.
So you talk about the disappointment. Obviously, you know, seniors too, kind of getting that last year cut. We spoke last week with Coach Storier and a couple of his players, how, you know, things kind of take it for granted. You don't have that time to say goodbye to the seniors or prepare it the way that you want it to. Talk about that and kind of what that senior class meant, obviously, during the unfortunate circumstances of having their last season cut short, though.
Yes, and they were huge contributors to our program. They brought maturity. Our situation was a little different since we are still in the infancy of the program. And they came in a little later in their academic college careers and really put a lot of effort and brought a lot of leadership to our young program. So it's disappointing that we weren't able to honor them on a true senior night, but we've found ways to do that. Honor their academic accomplishments, absolutely their athletic accomplishments, and as a lot of people, we had to get creative with virtual celebrations, and so we were able to do that at the end of the spring. So
kind of going into that spring and throughout this summer, let's talk about the challenges you faced in terms of recruiting and also kind of keeping that current core engaged. Like you said, a lot of virtual meetings, I'm sure. I mean, Zoom is probably a word we never want to hear in the next few months, but yeah. Let's talk about the recruiting aspect.
We decided to establish a routine, try to keep a routine as best we could over the spring and summer. And that went for myself in a recruiting aspect also. It was a really hard period of time to recruit and to be recruited. So I do feel for the senior prospective student athletes also who had their seasons cut short and they didn't get to finalize a lot of the recruiting tournaments and recruiting opportunities the same way as their classmates previously. So we were definitely more patient with each other. We made that an intentional effort to reach out and to do more FaceTime, use technology to benefit and make personal connections, continue to make personal connections as best we could. And our recruiting class was smaller than we would have liked. I do think there was some impact based off the coming through the pandemic. A lot of student athletes just weren't sure what the fall would look like, and there was a lot of uncertainties. So I think that definitely affected that. But I'm really happy with the freshmen that we have and who've committed to our program. They're making an impact on and off the field, and we enjoy having them on campus. It's nice to be back with them.
You mentioned the new additions with freshmen coming in, also a new assistant coach or grad assistant coach. We'll talk on her in a second, but I want to kind of jump a little bit ahead. Preparing for the fall, right? So obviously you are a spring sport, so your preseason would be in the fall. But talk about the biggest differences from, let's say, last fall to this fall in terms of how you have to schedule practices and conduct those.
I think the biggest thing that during this time, I was able to reflect on what's really important for myself, our coaching staff, and our student athletes. Division II, life and the balance is very, very important. And I think that especially a time right now, we need to take a look at how our student athletes are balancing their time. And mental health is a serious concern right now. We've all had to make changes and adjustments. And what is true today may not be true tomorrow in a lot of different aspects. So just focusing on what we can control and, you know, going into this fall season, understanding that now all of our sports are moving in the spring. So all of us are in our preseason. All of us are training to prepare. And that looks different for some of our teams. And so us as a traditional spring sport, we want to be leaders in what that looks like for sports that don't traditionally train to prepare at this time and foster a positive environment amongst other student athletes.
Let's jump back just a couple points ago. New grad assistant coach, Chloe Zador. Let's talk about what she brings to the program and kind of, you know, the roles that you guys take on in terms of practice, recruiting, scheduling, et cetera.
Yes. So Chloe comes from a really successful program at Florida Tech. She went through some coaching changes there, and I think that brings a perspective from a student athlete side that's helpful for me to understand in terms of different ways of management and program management, as well as student athlete management. So that's valuable experience that she brings. She was a goalkeeper there, and I do believe that that's an area where we need to improve, and she's even you can see improvement already just in the fall practices that she's put together and structured for them. She is taking on more recruiting responsibilities every day and making those personal connections with our incoming recruits. And I think she's done an excellent job leading by example.
Talk about the improvements you see within the cage, but let's talk about the overall improvements that you've seen with this team, you know, despite everything that's going on and then heading into this Thanksgiving break. What have you seen from the team that you're really encouraged by?
They're not taking this opportunity for granted. They're not taking fall lightly, and that could be easy to do without our experience in the spring of losing half our season. They have something that they're working towards and that they know at any point can be taken away from them, out of their control again. So they're doing what they can control to be prepared as soon as we can go. They're excited about getting a season in. I've seen a lot more intentional focus on strategy pieces, managing the game better from the student athletes, and that's exciting to see because that means they're maturing.
So I kind of want to piggyback off of that too. So jumping back again, we're kind of time traveling in this podcast here, but we go back to the season that got cut short. As you mentioned, the team was really picking up momentum, the highest preseason ranking. You could certainly see that maturity over the first few years here. What from that squad and from that team, I guess, for lack of a better term, do you want to see carry over to what you've seen currently? So what were the pros from that team adding to the pros of this team? Or have they just matured those pros and made them even better?
No, I think that we retained a lot of our potent players. And as they're coming back, they've gained confidence. Those that didn't necessarily have the confidence are growing in that area every day at practice. They're encouraging each other. They're forcing each other to step up. And I think that lends to us being successful in the spring. And we will be able to capitalize on retention of these athletes and the majority of our squad returning. So I'm excited with the returners and the newcomers and what that'll look like. And the more we can practice, the more we're together, the more we get to know each other, the better our results will be.
Several months out, let's kind of, as Stuart Jolly says, the 10,000-foot view. Kind of let's see the overall season preview in your eyes, maybe goals that you have for the team and kind of where you see this season going.
I would say ready to hit the ground running when we do get back. Our university's got a little bit of a later start, so the schedule's going to look a little different. Playing fewer games, I don't want to waste any opportunity to compete. And I think that we, with us not playing very many out of conference games, we're really going to have to use those opportunities to prepare for such a potent conference. I mean, everyone's been affected differently by the pandemic and by the changes and challenges. However, we're all still working. I know that I'm full of a conference of great coaches and who are building, who are proud of the programs they're building, and it's exciting to be a part and be amongst those coaches. And also those student athletes. I think the South Atlantic Conference has really strong student athletes of character, and I'm excited for us to be able to get on the field and compete against them.
So, Coach, I know you're excited. I feel the whole school's excited. I'm excited just to get back to any kind of play.
Any sport. Any sport at this point.
We'll take them all at this point.
Right.
But I do appreciate you taking the time, and I'm sure we'll be catching up throughout the season. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.